The recent run-up in house prices has people talking about a bubble and what that could mean for homeowners. But another area is receiving less attention. What might happen to banks and mortgage lenders if prices decline sharply, especially in some hot markets? NPR's Jack Spear reports.
There's a saying among lenders, the worst loans are often made in the best times. And for home buyers, the times have been good. Interest rates have been low. At the same time, banks have been rolling out products like interest-only loans and adjustable loans, mortgages whose rates climb as interest rates go up. These types of loans have allowed home buyers to both lower their monthly payments and to buy more house than they otherwise might have been able to afford. But with interest rates now starting to rise and home price appreciation showing signs of easing, some industry observers are beginning to worry.
It's safe to say that certain of the mortgages being originated today will absolutely turn into the delinquencies and foreclosures of tomorrow.
Keith Gumminger is with HSH Associates, a firm that tracks the mortgage market. He says federal regulators have also sounded the alarm about riskier adjustable rate loans being carried by some banks on their books.
Fed regulators are concerned that any one institution might be accumulating so many of these as to pose a risk to the insurance funds, to which they must subscribe, or, of course, to the banking system in general.
A number of banks have recently seen their stock prices falter after they revealed in quarterly filings how much their exposure to adjustable rate mortgages has risen, and a survey of 71 of the nation's biggest banks shows an easing of lending standards over the past year. Barbara Grunkmeyer is Deputy Director of Credit Risk at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the agency that conducted the survey.
I think to a degree that was driven by the activity that we see in the residential real estate secured products, namely the home equity products and the first mortgages, including affordable housing. Those were the products where we saw the most pronounced easing in the 2005 survey.
But while federal regulators may be concerned, so far mortgage lenders don't seem to be overly worried. They say there have been previous periods where there have been big run-ups in the use of adjustable-rate mortgages without major difficulty. Doug Duncan is chief economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association, the industry's main trade group. He says while some of the newer home loans haven't really been tested, like interest-only loans, he thinks most lenders will weather any downturn.
I believe unless the economy runs into difficulty, there will not be a broad-based problem. That doesn't mean we won't see some increase in delinquencies, but I don't believe it will be broad-based, and certainly nothing to threaten the financial system.
Duncan also points to the fact that over 80% of U.S. homeowners either own their homes free and clear or have a fixed-rate mortgage. Still, with the use of adjustable-rate mortgages on the rise, especially in hot housing markets, federal regulators and Wall Street are taking notice. Credit rating agency Standard & Poor's last week warned banks it wants to see tighter lending standards for adjustable-rate mortgage loans. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.